It took a minute for all this to sink in. In January 2000, a suspected Saudi spy travels to the Saudi Consulate Embassy in Los Angeles, where he meets with an official whose activities would later get that official deported. After that meeting, he coincidentally runs into two future terrorists at a Middle Eastern restaurant and offers to help get them set up in San Diego. Once the future terrorists arrive in San Diego, that spy holds a dinner in their honor, introduces them to like-minded individuals, helps them procure official identification, and makes the initial payment for their apartment. The spy, Omar al-Bayoumi, describes their meeting as coincidental and his aid as something he would do out of hospitality for any Muslim brother. Except that we had now discovered that al-Bayoumi wasn't just acting out of the goodness of his heart. In the 5 months that Khalid al-Midar spent in San Diego and the 10 months that Nawaf al-Hazmi spent there, al-Bayoumi's income rose in conjunction with his support for them, and that increase came from two sources, a Saudi government contractor and a member of the Saudi royal family. From these two sources, al-Bayoumi was funneled in excess of $40,000 above his usual salary, somewhere between 1/6 and 1/12 the estimated total amount needed to fund the September 11th attacks. A couple of days after this phone call, our investigators found a CIA memo dated August 2, 2002, whose author concluded that there is incontrovertible evidence that there is support for these terrorists within the Saudi government. On September 11th, America was not attacked by a nation state, but we had just discovered that the attackers were actively supported by one, and that state was our supposed friend and ally, Saudi Arabia. While the FBI was dragging out the informant issue, and both the CIA and the FBI were ducking the issue of foreign support, the inquiry moved ahead on other matters, the most important being the public phase of our hearings. The public portions of the joint inquiry were to be held in room 216 of the Hart Senate Office Building, a large, high-ceilinged room designated by the sign outside the door as the Central Hearing Facility. The first of our public hearings was to be held on September 18, 2002. The question was whom to call as our first witness. We felt that since ours was an investigation of the attacks of September